most of the salmon fisheries have ended for the year. You know, those typically wrap up in mid-September, and you know, as you're probably aware, this 2017 was a very good salmon season for the commercial salmon fishing industry in Alaska. The harvest was about 225 million fish that was worth close to $700 million, and that's a big increase from 2016. It's about a 67% increase in value from 2016. So that's a pretty tremendous improvement from the prior year. 2016 was a very poor year for pink salmon. We had the disaster declaration for a number of areas across the state, and so we did see a nice turnaround in pink salmon abundance from 2016. In 2017, we harvested about 142 million pink salmon. It was the best chum salmon harvest on record. We harvested around about 25.2 million fish. That's the best on record. And the price for chum salmon was quite good, 66 cents a pound. So that was another strong economic contributor for the salmon fishery. And it was another good year for sockeye salmon. It's the third year in a row that we've harvested over 50 million sockeye. The majority of those came out of Bristol Bay, almost 38 million out of Bristol Bay. You probably heard that they had a very strong return there, largest return ever at the New Shigak District. Alaska Peninsula had a great year, 22 million pink salmon. It was a new record there, around 7 million pink salmon at Chignik, record harvest there. So across the state, pretty encouraging salmon returns.
If we could touch on Kings for just a second, it seems like some areas are doing really well or did really well this season, and some areas not so much. Could you talk a little bit about how Kings are doing?
Sure. You know, we've been in a period of low King salmon abundance that stretches back almost 10 years. Some areas of the state, king salmon returns have improved. In 2017, we had a good return of king salmon to the Yukon River. Good returns, early and late run returns to the Kenai. But other areas continue to struggle. Southeast Alaska, we saw record low abundance of king salmon in Southeast Alaska this year. Kodiak, you know, hasn't seemed to, the Karluk and the Aikulik, you know, haven't seemed to rebuild significantly. Chignik was poor. The Kuskokwim, you know, we had a number of restrictions in place there to conserve king salmon, restrictions on the subsistence fishery. Subsistence fisheries are restricted at times of low abundance. So, you know, that's the last user group that we restrict in a time of low abundance. And so we haven't seen the Kuskokwim improve the same way that the Yukon has in the last couple of years. The one bright spot was the Copper River, where we had a preseason forecast that was very low that resulted in some preseason closures to the in-river sport fishery. As we started to see relative abundance indices, commercial catch indicators, the run appeared to be stronger than forecast, and actually it looks like we came in, you know, well above our escapement goal there, and provided some reasonable harvest opportunities. So that was one bright spot.